It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Psalm 107 verse 20. The word of God says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. When you say He sent the Word, who is He? God the Father sent the Word. Who is Word? Word is His Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are from the beginning. St. John chapter 4, verse 24, we read, God is Spirit. So God the Father is in the Spirit form. God the Son was in the Spirit form, and the Holy Spirit is Spirit. That's why we read, the Spirit is one, and God is one. God the Son is called the Word of God. St. John chapter 1 and verse 1 and 2, if you read, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the verse 14, it says, The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that was the only begotten Son of God, which is now we call Jesus the Savior. John 3:16, we read, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So when we say God sent His Son to save the world, that Son is called the Word of God. In the Revelation, we read that Jesus Christ is called the Word of God. So when Jesus Christ came into this world to heal, deliver, and set free, because of sin, man was cursed. Because of sin, death came into this world. Romans 3 verse 23 says, All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6 23 we read, The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But Jesus Christ came and redeemed us from the curse of the law. Many people do not know. They think the Son, Jesus Christ, is a God or just the prophet. But if you read Philippians chapter 2, Colossians chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, and St. John chapter 1, you will learn Jesus Christ is not only Son, but He is God. As I said earlier, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God. In a book of Hebrews, God says to His Son, O God, or Lord. And we read in the Word of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God, created everything. Even the John chapter 1, you read verse 3, Jesus Christ is a creator. So Jesus Christ came into this world to give us life and more abundant life. St. John chapter 10 verse 10 we read, The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Who is our enemy? Enemy is the devil. St. John chapter 8, verse 44, we read, "The devil is a liar and father of all liars, and he is a murderer, he is a killer." So the word of God says, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, "I have come to give you life and more abundant life." 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, we read that Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. Devil wants us to be killed and destroyed, but Jesus wants us to be living for his glory. St. John says in chapter 1, he says, "There is life in his Son." Jesus Christ is a life giver. When Lazarus was dead and he was buried for 4 days, but Jesus Christ said, St. John chapter 11, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and I am the life." And Jesus Christ said to his disciples, John chapter 6, verse 63, he said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." So each and every word Jesus was speaking, people were receiving healing, deliverance, and life. We see in Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, the centurion comes to Jesus Christ and said, "Only speak a word, and my servant will be healed." How did he come to know? He saw Jesus speaking the words, and people were getting healed, delivered, and set free. Lazarus was 4 days in a grave. Jesus comes and says, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus came out of the grave. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8 says, not only that, Jesus Christ says in book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, "I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore." Jesus Christ is eternal. He's from the beginning. Just like God the Father is from the beginning, God the Son is from the beginning, and the God the Holy Spirit is from the beginning. We worship triune God. Our God is one, united, one God. So Jesus Christ came into this world to save us, heal us, deliver us, and set us free. The word of God says, "Ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free." Who sets free? The Son, the word of God, the Son of God sets us free. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God." So hearing the word of God, that means learn more about Jesus. Study more about Jesus. And once you start hearing about Jesus, which is the word of God, and keep on understanding Jesus, have a good relationship with Jesus, and your faith will grow day by day. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the creator of faith. Book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it says, "Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith." So Jesus Christ is the creator of faith. He is full of faith. Without faith, you cannot get saved. Without faith, you cannot please God. Without faith, you cannot have a Christian life. So read the word of God, study the word of God, hear the word of God over and over and over again. So your faith will increase. And Jesus Christ, who is the creator of your faith, who is the full of life, and he wants to give you eternal life. Without Jesus, there is no life. St. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the life, and I am the truth." Not a single person who came into this world said like this. Only Jesus said. Why? Because He is the life. He is the life giver. And once we have Jesus Christ in our heart, we will have eternal life. Without Jesus, there is no life. Without Jesus, there is no way to heaven. Without Jesus, there is no truth. And we just learn. St. John chapter 8 verse 32. Ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. What is the truth? Jesus is the truth. Devil is a liar. Devil is a destroyer. Jesus is the truth. He wants to give you life. That's what we read. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Jesus fulfilled these scriptures when He came into this world. You never invited Him into your hearts. This is your chance. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, and you have everlasting life. There is a purpose in your life. God saved you for His glory. Now I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And let's pray together. And I believe God, who promised to heal you, deliver you, and set you free, that God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is here. And He's going to touch you and heal you. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. You are a great God. You came from heaven. You died for us. You rose again. You took our sickness, disease on the cross. And with your stripes, we are healed. Lord Jesus, set each and every person free from sickness, disease, and death. Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.